This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Illinois today, lawmakers impeached Governor Rod Blagojevich. The historic vote was nearly unanimous. The Democratic governor was arrested last month on political corruption charges, including allegations that he tried to auction off the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat for personal gain. The governor will now be tried by the Illinois State Senate. If convicted, he will be removed from office. Again this afternoon, Blagojevich insisted he has done nothing wrong. NPR's David Shaper reports from the state capital, Springfield.
In a state notorious for its political corruption, with one former governor currently sitting in federal prison, this is the first time in Illinois history state lawmakers voted to impeach a sitting governor.
On this question, there are 114 people voting yes, one person voting no. The House does adopt House Resolution 1671, and Governor Blagojevich is hereby impeached.
Before the vote announced by House Speaker Michael Madigan, lawmakers said Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich has betrayed the public trust and violated his oath of office. The article of impeachment approved by the House isn't limited to the federal criminal charges that allege Blagojevich tried to sell or trade official duties of his office. Chicago Democrat Barbara Flynn Curry, who chaired a special committee to make the case for impeachment, says Blagojevich is not fit to govern.
The evidence we gathered makes it clear that this governor tramples on the legislative prerogative. He breaks state and federal laws. In his own words, he expresses a willingness to barter state official acts and state taxpayer money for personal and political gain.
While many legislators rose to declare this a sad day for Illinois, Republican Minority Leader Tom Cross told his colleagues they shouldn't just be disappointed.
When we become the laughingstock of the country, and in fact the world, and people joke about the state of Illinois on Saturday Night Live or on late night TV, I'm not sad. I'm not disappointed. I'm mad. I'm angry. This is an embarrassment.
And Democrat Jack Franks calls his vote to impeach Blagojevich his proudest moment as a legislator because he says lawmakers are finally standing up to greed and graft in Illinois politics.
It's our duty to clean up the mess and to stop the freak show which has become Illinois government.
But as angry as state lawmakers are with the governor, Blagojevich appears just as angry with them. And he tried to turn the tables at an afternoon news conference in Chicago. He surrounded himself with some of the families the governor says he is trying to serve with the programs House lawmakers accuse him of creating illegally.
I took actions with the advice of lawyers and experts to find ways, creative ways, to use the executive authority of a governor to get real things done for people who rely on us. And in many cases, the things we did for people have literally saved lives. I don't believe those are impeachable offenses.
Blagojevich reasserted his innocence, saying he's confident he will be exonerated, both in the impeachment trial that will take place in the Illinois Senate, possibly later this month, and in the criminal case that has made headlines around the world. On another front, the Illinois Supreme Court today ruled there is no law that requires Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White to certify Blagojevich's appointment of Roland Burris to the U.S. Senate, and that appointment is legal. Burris says the ruling means he has now met all of the Senate's conditions, and he expects to be seated soon. David Shaper, NPR News in Springfield, Illinois.